And welcome back here on WBGV 92.5 FM, high school girls basketball. Getting a chance to see every single team in our San Lake County as of today. This is why we're out here to see the Carsonville-Port St. Lake Tigers take on the Peck Pirates in high school girls basketball. Able to cover every single team in our coverage area in San Lake County. But we go beyond the San Lake County area. Of course, we cover teams in Huron County, Tuscola County, San Lake County. Catch all those teams as much as we can with those cross-conference games. So, yeah, pretty happy to be here this morning for the Carsonville-Port St. Lake's taking on the Peck Pirates. So, we will take a look at their records right now. Peck Pirates, 2-6 in league play, 4-12 overall. They've had their struggles, and they have injuries also in some missing players here from today. Kendra Colzo, Ava Collins is out. Riley Urio will be out also. One of them, of course, is injured. So they're a little bit short-handed here this morning. We do believe that pretty much the roster of the Carsonville-Port St. Lake Tigers will be here as well. They have an overall record in the NCTL Stripes Division. Now, Peck is in the Stars Division. And first of all, congratulations to the Kingston Cardinals girls basketball team. They run over through all the competition. They even challenged themselves. Their one loss to Goodrich early in the season. They're 17-1 overall, and they are the outright North Central Thumb League Stars Division champions. So congratulations to them. Deckerville in second place at 6-2, 11-7 in the NCTL Stars Division. Dryden 5-3, 13-7 in Deckerville, able to avenge their earlier season loss to Dryden girls with their win on Thursday. North Huron in fourth place at 3-6 in league play, 10-8 overall. Peck Pirates 2-6 in league play, 4-12 overall. Mayville 0-8 and 6-13 overall in for their record. That's the NCTL Stars Division. Over in the NCTL Stripes Division, in first place, Bay City All Saints Cougar Girls 6-0 in league play, 14-3 overall. And after their win last night over Owen Gage, 59-27, they have a share of the North Central Thumb League Stripes Division title. Now, they still have a couple games left in league play. They have Carsonville-Port St. Lake coming up next week, or this upcoming week, February 22nd, and also on the 24th in a makeup game in that one. They'll have Mayo next week as well, so three games in 1 week for the Bay City All Saints, and they'll end the season with Bay City John Glenn and Saginaw Nouvelle Catholic to challenge themselves. Bay City All Saints in league play 6-0 in the Stripes Division, and they are the champions with a share of that league title. And if they win over CPS, at least one of those games, they get it outright. Owen Gage at 5-2. Their two league losses was to the All Saint Cougars in girls basketball, 7-9 overall. Carsonville-Port St. Lake is 3-3 in league play, 4-8 overall. And Caseville 2-4, 2-11 overall. Akron Fairgrove and Stripes Division 0-7, 1-16 overall. Carsonville-Port St. Lake, let's take a look at what they've done on the last couple games themselves. They got the win over Akron Fairgrove this past week, 53-14. Lost to Owen Gage, pretty strong team this year, 51-39, but they put 39 points against them. It's pretty good. And then they got a 29-24 win last Friday at Caseville, 29-24. So the last five games, they won three out of the five games. After their struggles earlier, starting to come together, they're a very young team also. They only have one senior, Haley Carter, on this team. And they have a junior, Savannah Hartz, and a 10th grader, Kaylin Schultz. And then everybody else, our freshmen, with one 8th grader playing on this varsity team. So a young team, gain experience here today and then throughout the season. Carsonville-Port St. Lake Tiger Girls, 3-3, 4-8 overall, and looking to maybe put another win in the column. Peck as well themselves. They are coming off two straight losses to two of the top teams in the NCTL Stars Division, in Deckerville Eagles and Kingston Cardinals, handled Peck Pirates 85-12. Their last win came off on February 8th over Mayville, 40-21. In fact, in the last seven games, they've won one out of the last seven games. So they've had their struggles throughout the season due to injuries. Couldn't have a stable starting lineup, but hopefully they can come together against the Carson Port St. Lake Tigers. Take another quick commercial break as we continue on here in our pregame show, folks. Look through some of the scores from last night. We have time and the other leagues, divisions in high school girls basketball, and maybe during halftime as well. We'll be right back here on WBGV 92.5 FM. High school girls basketball. It's Carson Port St. Lake Tigers taking on the Peck Pirates on this Saturday morning here at SC4 Fieldhouse in Port Huron. We'll be right back. Welcome back here on WBGV 92.5 FM. Going to get ready here for the national anthem in just a bit. Here at SC4 Fieldhouse in Port Huron.
St. Clair County Community College would like to welcome you to the SC4 Fieldhouse, home of the Skippers, for today's high school girls basketball game, featuring the visiting team on the scoreboard, the Tigers of Carsonville Port St. Lac. Against the team referenced as the home team on the scoreboard, the Pirates of Peck. Now we ask everyone to please rise and gentlemen remove your hats for the playing of our national anthem.
Your national anthem. They'll get the starting lineup set up here in just a moment, and we'll be back for tip-off.
And now let's meet today's starting lineups, beginning with the Tigers of Carsonville Port St. Lac. We begin with a freshman,
welcome back here on WBGV 92.5. Starting lineups here for the home team, the Peck Pirates: Soyo Kerr, number one, number two, Allison Kramer, number three, Aaliyah Szymanski, number 12, Julia Loftus, and number 40, Sydney Parker. Head coach Tina Van Konant, along with the assistant coaches Crystal Kramer and Elena Hayden. For the Carsonville Port St. Lake Tiger girls, Elena Richmond, number 3. Number 4, Savannah Hearts. Number 25, Taylor Bobio. Number 43, Addison Stoutenberg. And number 53, Meta Nichols. Head coach Jennifer Richmond and assistant coach Leanne Westover, longtime coach. Tip-off is won by the Carson Port Chandler Tiger Girls. They are moving from right to left in your radio dial. Shot by Meadow Nichols from the right corner, right wing. Hits the side of the rim and goes out of bounds. And it'll be Pack Pirates ball. Starting off the first quarter here, 7:45 to go. Racing our way down to the cross the timeline. It's number 1, Sawyer Kerr. Pass over to Julia Loftus to number 40, Sydney Parker at the high post. A shot taken in inside the left wing by number 2. With a miss, Allison Kramer saves it from going out of bounds and keeps possession for the Peck Pirates. Julia Loftus to the left corner. Leah Szymanski trying to get the steal was number 4, Savannah Hart, but Peck Pirates girls were able to recover. Down the right lane, loose ball and saved by number 12, Julia Loftus, and back to the right wing to Allison Kramer to the top of the point. Pitching it into the middle of the paint. Back to the left corner. Now they're going around the perimeter, sliding their way to the right wing, bounce pass to the right corner. Loftus will hold off. Cross-court pass, long shot for 2 off the mark. And that was the miss for Peck Pirates, number 1. Sawyer Kerr, possession will go in favor of the Carsonville Port St. Lake Tigers as it went out of bounds. Inbounds pass here for number 25, Taylor Bobio. With the dribble, pass over to Bobio, back into the left elbow for 2 by Stoutenberg with a miss. Maintaining offensive possession is Carson Port St. Lac. Long shot for 2 inside the right wing. Richmond and still Carson Port St. Lac ball. Savannah Hart driving to basket, in and out, around the rim, and rebound picked up by the Peck Pirates after the miss. 6:20 to go, still no score, 0-0. Peck Pirates moving to their right side of the floor on the court. Almost stripped away. Peck will recover. Stripped away again with the steal. And I think Carsonville Port St. Lac Tigers will get the steal. Number 25, Taylor Bobio. Hart with the dribble down to the right corner. Takes a long shot for 2. Hits the rim. No good. Ball is loose. Who will have it? Tigers do, but knocked out of bounds by the Peck Pirates. Longtime SC4 men's coach, now retired, and the athletic director of operations here, Dale Voss, back here, retrieving the ball. Still got some legs. From the baseline, inbounds pass, and goes right into the arms of a Peck Pirates for the turnover. Allison Kramer coming up with it. To the high post from the free throw line, a shot for 2, good. Number 1, Sawyer Kerr. It's 2-0, Peck Pirates with the lead. 5:37 to go here in the first quarter. Tigers from the high post. Shot for 2 by Stoutenberg. No good. Put back good by Nichols. Number 53, Meadow Nichols. And she draws the foul and go for a 3-point play to tie it up. .528 to go here in the first quarter. Free throw up, and that one no good. And it will be Peck Pirates with the ball, trying to knock it out of bounds or take the steal. It'll go out of bounds, the attempt there by Richmond, and it will be Peck Pirate ball. Left side line inbounds pass for the Peck Pirates. Cross court to number 40, Sydney Parker, will take a shot from the middle of the left lane, no good, and Nichols will get the rebound. And the Tigers with possession. 2-2, all tied up. With 5 minutes to go here in the first. Hart bounce pass to Stoutenberg at the high post. Ball is knocked loose, and we pick up by the Peck Pirates. Parker with it, and knocked out of bounds with a good hustle by Elena Richmond.
12, Kaylee Thomas.
And it'll be Peck Pirates ball, I believe. And coming out is number 43, Addison Stoutenberg, to get a breather. Number 12, Kaylee Thomas. Long shot for 2, left corner, and good by number 12, Julia Loftus. Peck Pirates take the lead, 4-2. 4:38 to go here in their first quarter. Long shot for three, no good. Put back, good by number 25, Taylor Bobbio, to tie it up 4-4. 4:24 to go here in the first quarter. A little bit of hustle now, picking it up here on this Saturday morning for basketball. And we have a travel called on the Peck Pirates, Leah Szymanski. It'll be Carson with Port St. Like Tigers ball. Girls basketball here. Score is 5-4 or 4-4. I guess one of the shots was a three, so we'll give them that three. So it's 5-4. Rebound after the miss by the Tigers. And Peck Pirates ball. Loftus with it. She'll go to the left wing, three-point range. Up top, over the head, but she'll recover Allison Kramer. Number 13 in the game, Aubrey Martinez. Pass to Loftus. Loftus in the middle of the paint, up for two, and it rolls around the back of the rim, no good. Put back, though, by Parker, no good. And Carson with Port St. Like Tigers will have the rebound and a foul committed by the Peck Pirates. Savannah Hart had a hand on it. It's 5-4. No pressure here by the Pirates. Inbounds pass from the far side for Carson with Port St. Like Tigers. Richmond, pass over to Hart. Inside the left wing, no good by Savannah Hart. Meadow Nichols trying to get the putback. She is trapped, and she'll throw it up anyways. And Hart, after the miss by Nichols, retrieves the offensive rebound and takes a shot. And the whistle is called. Be a foul on the Peck Pirates. A second foul for Sydney Parker. And looks like the shot wasn't taken, so it'll be an inbounds pass from the right side of the glass from the baseline. Inbounds pass to Nichols. She'll take the shot for two from the left low block. And misses that one, and it'll be the Peck Pirates' rebound defensively, and they'll come down on offense. Martinez with the dribble. Over to Loftus, left corner, shot for two. A long shot for two from the left corner. Missed by Sawyer Kerr, and Peck Pirates will maintain possession. Loftus was looking at a three, which she'll hold up. Bounce pass to number two, Allison Kramer. She takes a jumper for two just below the left elbow and extends the lead 7-4. Peck Pirates leading by three now. Too high of a pass from Richmond over the head of Hart, and it'll go out of bounds, and Peck Pirates ball from the far side. Coming in is number two, Brooklyn Merriman for Carsonville Port St. Like Tigers. Nichols will come out. 2:42 to go here in the first quarter. The inbounds pass to number two, Allison Kramer. Able to get it to Martinez to the left corner, to the left wing. Bounce pass over to Allison Kramer to the high post, over to the right side. Was looking at a long two-point shot, but stealing it is Richmond. Racing her way for a fast break for a layup for two. No good, but Merriman with a rebound. Another shot taken by 25, Taylor Bobbio. And the ball is still saved by the Tigers. A long shot for two, and it does roll off just the top of the circle there. And it'll be rebound, Peck Pirates. 2 minutes to go, 7-4. Peck Pirates leading and with possession. Ball is knocked loose, taken away. The Tigers with the steal. Savannah Hart with the dribble. Crossing the timeline. Be a whistle called and a foul. Allison Kramer getting her second foul. Now remember, five fouls in a quarter, you automatically go for two shots at the free throw line. So it'll be Carson with Port St. Like Tigers throwing the ball in from the right sideline. Inbounds pass. Bobbio. Elena Richmond, a long shot for two, swishes at Merriman. Brooklyn Merriman with the shot for two, and they get within one possession. 7-6. Knocked out a bad pass by Peck Pirates, and a goal out of bounds will be Tiger basketball. .135 to go here in the first quarter, and stolen away by the Peck Pirates. After the inbounds pass, ball is knocked loose after a bad dribble, and Tigers will have the ball. Another turnover here, and Savannah Hart's with the dribble. She'll go over to the right corner. It goes up for two off the right low block. Still Tiger basketball, and Sydney Parker will rip it out of the hands. That's actually Maddie Taylor with the steal. Martinez in at the left corner with the dribble for Peck. Sawyer Kerr pass over to Leah Szymanski. A bounce pass trying to post up with a two-point shot miss. Merriman will get the rebound for Tigers after the miss by Manny Taylor. Richmond with the dribble down to 45 seconds, 7-6. Savannah Hart, long shot for two, hits the rim. And trying to retrieve it from going out of bounds. Merriman will be out of bounds. Coming in for Carson Beaufort St. Louis Tigers, number 14, Emily Cole. Full court pressure applied by the Tigers on Peck on the inbounds pass. Over the head and out of bounds by number two, Allison Kramer, to Leah Szymanski. And it'll be Carson Port St. Lake Tiger basketball. 33 seconds to go, 7-6 in the first quarter. Bounce pass to the high post, can't handle it. It's number 12, Kaylee Thomas, and we have a jump ball in favor of the Peck Pirates. Coming back in, Julia Loftus in for number two, Allison Kramer. 24 seconds to go here in the first. Inbounds pass from the baseline, far side for Peck. Loftus with the dribble. Full court pressure applied by the Tigers. Down to 15 seconds of the first quarter, 7-6. Peck leads in the half possession to Loftus. Bounce pass right side. She was wide open, Maddie Taylor, but Merriman raced in there and tried to block that ball and commits a foul with 10 seconds to go. Be our first foul. They're saying Cole committed the foul, so. So on the free throw line, after that attempted shot, Maddie Taylor will be up. 53. And our first free throw up, and no good. Second free throw attempt here from Maddie Taylor. And that one is good to extend your lead, 8-6. 10 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Down to 7 seconds. 5 seconds, Tigers with possession on their side of the floor. They'll take last second shot. Savannah Hart up and no good. And that's going to be the end of the first quarter. 8-6, the Peck Pirates lead the Carson Beaufort St. Louis Tiger high school girls basketball here on WBGV 92.5. We'll be right back for the second quarter. After the inbounds pass, a foul committed by Peck and Carson Beaufort St. Louis taking a couple shots. Another shot by Alina Richmond, or Allie Richmond we'll go with. Turn around after the takeaway by the Tigers against the Pirates by Savannah Hart with a miss. So we start off the second quarter. It's 8-6. Peck leading CPS. Long shot from the right corner for two. Swishes that one. And it's number 13, Aubrey Martinez. And that makes a 10-6 lead for Peck. 7-10 to go here in the second quarter. Allie Richmond with the dribble. Bounce pass over to Merriman for a long shot for two. Rolls around the rim. Put back by Cole on the left side and rebound by Sydney Parker for the Peck Pirates. Starting to wake up here. 10-6, your score. Out of bounds by Peck. They turn the ball over with a pass attempted to the left side. And it'll be Carson with Port St. Louis Tiger girls basketball. Meadow Nichols coming back in. She will be coming in for Merriman. Inbounds pass by Allie Richmond to Savannah Hart for CPS. Over to Stoutenberg. Back to Richmond to the left side, left wing. Bounce pass to Cole. Pitching in the middle of the paint to Nichols. Ball is knocked loose by Peck. And saving it from going out of bounds is Hart. Over to Stoutenberg against the back of the glass. No good. Ball is knocked loose. Who will retrieve it? It will be Peck. And we could have a fast break. It is a two-on-one situation. Loftus will go to the glass, hold up for two, no good. Rebound pulled down, but ripped out of the hands by Peck after Richmond momentarily had it. Peck Pirates basketball. Shot for two. Right corner, good. After the assist from Parker, that shot by number three, Leah Szymanski, to extend the lead 12-6. Startenberg with it to Richmond for a two-point shot inside the left wing for the young Allie Richmond, the freshman for CPS, and ends the drought, making it 12-8. 5:45 to go here, and a steal by Meadow Nichols for the CPS Tigers. So the Tigers take the ball back, try to get back into it. Whistle was called and a travel on Nichols in the right corner. Coming in, Taylor Bobio in for number 14, Emily Cole. It'll be Peck Pirates basketball to throw it in. Full court pressure applied by the Tiger girls. Inbounds pass to Parker. She's double teamed, but she'll get it over, and the ball will go out of bounds, and it'll be Tiger basketball. From the far side, Peck Pirates will pull back. 5:23 to go in the first half. Second quarter, 12-8. Peck with the lead. Savannah Hart inside the left wing for two. Hits the side of the rim. Rebound Sydney Parker for Peck. In the second quarter. Coming down to 5 minutes left in the game. Taylor with it for Peck to Martinez. A long shot for three. Right corner, and she swishes that one as well. She made a two. She made a three. That'll be 15-8. Martinez with a three-point shot. 4:55 and counting to go. Allie Richmond pass over to Nichols to the right corner. So drive into the right low block and hold up. Throws the ball up, and Peck will just take it away. 4:40 to go. Pass over to the right side to Martinez, the hot shooter. She'll throw it over to Taylor. Taylor knocks a shot down from the right low block and go for the three-point play. It's 17-8. 4:32 to go. Maddie Taylor on the free throw line. They missed the first free throw. First free throw attempt here for Maddie Taylor. Up. That one hits the tip of the rim. It'll be a shot taken again after a lane violation. So she'll get her second try at the three-point play. That one up and good. That's 18-8, largest lead of the game by 10. A timeout call by Coach Richmond. Jennifer Richmond will call the timeout. 4.5 to go here in the first half, second quarter. It's 18-8. Peck Pirates with the lead. And a missed shot by CPS, and it'll be a jump ball, and Peck Pirates will come up with it, and they get to their side of the floor. Under 4 minutes to go, it's 18-8, 10-point lead for the Peck Pirates, and that ball out of bounds. Martinez trying to get a pass to Maddie Taylor. BCPS Tigers basketball. Loftus will come back in. Tina Van Konitz, the head coach here for the Peck Pirates. Also the graphics teacher, my daughter takes the class at the Career Center. Head coach Jennifer Richmond here in the first year. Allie Richmond, her daughter, with the pass over to Savannah Hart. Ball is knocked loose. A little ping pong action there, and Peck will pick it up. Loftus with the dribble for Peck. 3.5 to go, 18-8. Down to the left corner, the number two, Allison Kramer. Back to Loftus to Szymanski, and ball will go out of bounds. It was knocked out of bounds by the Tigers. From the baseline, left side on the glass, if you're facing it, the inbounds. From Kramer in, a long shot for two, in and out of the rim, put back by Taylor, good after the miss by Sydney Parker. It's 20-8, Peck Pirates, good put back there. Didn't dribble, you just got to grab it and throw it back up. So a lot of stuff like that by the Pioneer girls last night. Inside the left corner for two in the miss by Taylor Bobio. And the ball will go out of bounds after the miss shot. It'll be Peck Pirates ball. 20-8, 2:57 to go. Still plenty of time to come back in this. Number one coming in, Sawyer Kerr for Peck, for Leah Szymanski. Far side and getting the full court pressure applied by the Tigers. And it has been pretty effective. Forced them to turn some turnovers a few times here. Parker getting it. Trying to get across the timeline, and they do. Loftus crosses the timeline for Peck and gets it over to Kerr. Over it, but Savannah Hart leaps up at the left low block and gets a steal for the Tigers. She'll move her way to the right side. Pass over to Merriman, but she will be fouled before the pass. And Hart was looking for Merriman. She wanted her to run underneath the basket, towards the basket. With a pass, at least, from there. Talking to her, at least some good communication there. Inbounds pass into Merriman. Can't handle it. I think it was kicked by Peck Pirates. Last touch the foot of. So it'll be Tiger basketball. 2:31 to go. Second quarter, first half, 20-8. Peck leading CPS. Inbounds pass to Savannah Hart. Over to Merriman. Merriman takes a long shot for three. And Savannah Hart inside the three-point range. No good. Ball will be retrieved, rebounded by Peck. I got to make a note here. I keep thinking the three-point is the blue circle, but there is a yellow one here for high school. So there's a difference in the college level to the high school level, which is why kind of had a confusion on that last three-point shot. So, foul committed by CPS. So I was babbling on about that. A foul committed by CPS. Sydney Parker on the free throw line now. It's two fouls on Emily Cole after that last call. First free throw up, no good. Meadow Nichols coming back in. Aubrey Martinez in for Maddie Taylor. Merriman must stay out. And Nichols will come in for Cole. She has two fouls. Want to conserve her for the second half. Second free throw attempt here by Mandy Taylor. That one is up off the rim. No good, but Loftus gets the rebound. And Martinez turnaround jumper throws it up. And the miss and rebound by defensively by Taylor Bobbio. Pass it over to Savannah Hart. At the point. Pass over to Nichols. Shot for two off the right lane. Misses it, but a putback attempt by Richmond. No good. Foul was called on the ensuing rebound attempt, and it'll be on the Tigers. Meadow Nichols with the foul, I believe. Number 53, that'll be her first foul. 1:45 to go in the first half. Second quarter, 20-8 is your score. To the left corner to Martinez, to Loftus at the left wing for Peck. Martinez back with it. Sydney Parker right there, but racing in was Richmond, hustling and knocked that ball out of bounds to prevent the easy two-point shot. Right side of the glass. Sawyer Kerr to throw it in. And she does, just in time. To number two, Allison Kramer to the left side and falling to the floor. Sydney Parker, foul is called. Being tripped up by one of the Tiger basketball players. Number two, Brooklyn Merriman getting called for the foul, her first. 1:27 to go here in the first half, second quarter, 20-8. Peck Pirates leads. Inbounds to Martinez, no good. Merriman gets the rebound defensively. Two-on-one situation. Here comes Savannah Hart up for the layup for two, and she knocks it in. 20-10. Hart with the score at 1:15. Try to get back in this. Down by five possessions. Four, you make threes. Right now, Peck Pirates having a hard time. Double team in the left sideline. And Parker couldn't handle it. And it'll go out of bounds. She last touched it. And Nichols out. And it'll be Tiger basketball. Down to a minute left here in the first half. Second quarter. Richmond with it. Whistle was called. Looks like a reach-in foul by Peck. Richmond had the dribble. The foul on Sawyer Kerr, her second. Inbounds pass to Savannah Hart from Richmond. And blocked by Loftus. She has those long arms and blocks it from Hart, but Hart knocks it out of bounds from behind. Oh, it will stay Peck basketball on their side of the floor with 45 seconds to go. 20-10 is your score. There's four fouls on Carson with Port Salac with 45 seconds left and three on Peck. Loftus to throw it in. Bounce pass to Sydney Parker, right corner. Back to the right corner to Loftus. Long shot for three. Hits the rim. No good. Martinez turnaround putback. No good. Another putback attempt. Blocked. Parker will throw it up for her putback and knocks it in. 22-10. So three different chances for Peck to get that. And a steal by Peck Pirates after the inbounds by CPS. It'll be a jump ball in favor of Peck. 21 seconds to go. In the first half, second quarter. From the baseline, right side of the glass. Into Loftus from Kerr. Ball is knocked loose. He'll go out of bounds, and last touch off the arm of Peck. Savannah Hart defensively causing that turnover. Number 25, Taylor Bobbio inbounds to Allie Richmond. Number 3, over to Hart to the left side. She'll drive into the basket, up for two, and does not drop. Right in front of the rim, another jump ball in favor of CPS with 8.1 seconds to go here in the first half. 22-10, hoping to get some points scored here with 8 seconds left. Bobbio to throw it in for the baseline left side into Hart. Hart, long shot for two, hits the rim, no good, with 5 seconds to go. And another jump ball will go to Peck Pirates. 2.1 seconds to go here. Might be if you can get it to half court and then throw it up, maybe. Inbounds, 1 second. And that's it. 22-10 at the half. Your halftime score, the Peck Pirates leading the Carsonville Port St. Lake Tiger girls and high school girls basketball live here in Port Huron at SC4 Fieldhouse on WBGV 92.5 FM. Streaming online at stlakebroadcasting.com. We'll be right back. Halftime. We have our MHSAA This Week in High School Sports and our halftime report. Leading scores. When we come back here on 92.5, we'll be right back. Okay, at the half, 22-10. Peck Pirates leading the Carsonville Port St. Lake Tiger girls. We'll be back in about 6-7 minutes as we pause for our MHSAA This Week in High School Sports. Welcome back to WBGV 92.5 FM. Just heard our MHSAA This Week in High School Sports. Also, our commercial break here at SC4 Fieldhouse in Port Huron. 22-10 is your score. The Peck Pirates girls basketball team leading the Carsonville Port St. Lake Tiger girls basketball team. For free throw shooting in the first half, 2 for 6 for the Peck Pirates, 0 for 1 for Carsonville Port St. Lake Tigers. Only one attempt made from the charity stripe. 2 for 6 for Peck. Leading scores right now. Let's start off with the Carsonville Port St. Lake Tigers. On number 3, Allie Richmond with 2 points in the first half. And number 4, Savannah Hart with 2 points. Number 25, Taylor Bobbio with 2 points as well. 2 points for number 53, Meadow Nichols. For the Peck Pirates, 2 points for number 1, Sawyer Kerr. 2 points for number 2, Allison Kramer. 3 points for number 12, Julia Loftus. We also have 3 points for number 12. And number 40 with 2 points as well. And I do want to say Aubrey Martinez has 5 points also as your leading scorer. Carsonville Port St. Lake will open up with possession in the second half, third quarter. And Peck Pirates will get the steal right off the bat. 7:40 to go and counting as we start off for second half. Here on WBGV 92.5, inbounds and leaping up, Allie Richmond with the takeaway and the steal, but goes right back into the hands of Loftus. He'll go for two, and that pops out. It'll go out of bounds, underneath the basket, and it'll be Carsonville Port St. Lake Tigers basketball. Allie Richmond with the dribble, coming down, crossing the timeline for the Tigers. Bounce pass to the left side, and not a crisp pass there. It goes to Peck. They last touch it. Try to go up ahead, and it'll go out of bounds. So they'll stay Tiger basketball. Right sideline inbounds pass Bobbio to Stoutenburg from Savannah Hart for 2-point shot by Stoutenburg. Miss at the high post. And Peck Pirates will get the rebound with the dribble. Sawyer Kerr. Kerr. Ball is stolen away by Savannah Hart. Allie Richmond will pick it up. 3-on-1. She'll take the shot from the high post for 2. Hits the back of the rim. Had a chance. Loftus will come down with the rebound. And a double team defense. And they'll get the ball away. Take it away. Richmond will take the shot inside for 2. And misses that one. Rebound Peck. Peck will take a shot for 2 and swishes it. Number 1. Sawyer Kerr to get the first points here in the second half. 24-10, 6.5 to go here in the third. Carson will push in the Tigers basketball into the free throw line, up for 2-point shot attempt. And Addison Stoutenburg will be fouled and she'll go to the free throw line. So that foul on number 1 for Peck, Sawyer Kerr, her third foul. First free throw attempt up, no good. For Addison Stoutenburg. Coming in is Aubrey Martinez, number 13. In for number 1, Sawyer Kerr. Second free throw attempt up, and that one is good. Addison Stoutenburg. 84-24-11. Peck Pirates leading. Number 43, Addison Stoutenburg with that shot. And Peck Pirates to their side of the floor. Martinez feeding it to Loftus. Loftus middle of the paint for 2. Hits the back of the rim, no good. Fighting for the rebound by Parker. And a ball tried to be slapped away. And it'll be Savannah Hart committing the foul. And that's her first foul. But she was taking a shot attempt, so she'll go to the free throw line, Sydney Parker. They were 2-for-6 in the first half for free throws. First free throw up. That one rolls in from the back of the rim for number 40, Sydney Parker. Second free throw attempt. Hits the back of the rim, no good. And rebound picked up by Emily Cole for the Tigers after the free throw miss. Allie Richmond has it. She has to pivot around and passes it, and she does to Bobbio over to Savannah Hart to the right side, right corner. She's double-teamed. She'll throw the shot up, sidearm shot for Savannah Hart, and she knocks it in 24-13. 5:40 to go, and ball is knocked out of bounds by Allie Richmond. Still be Peck Pirates ball. .536 to go here in the third quarter. Inbounds pass for Peck. To Loftus, to the left side. Allison Kramer back to Loftus. Pass over to Aubrey Martinez for Peck. Taken away by Bobbio. Ripped it out of the hands, and Savannah Hart with it. Driving down the right lane, she'll take the shot, throws it up, and draws a foul. She'll go to the free throw line. Loftus committing the foul. Is she going to the free throw line now? I thought she was in a shooting motion. We'll see here. See what they do. I guess they're going to be from the baseline, so it will not be free throw attempts. Coming out is Meta Nichols. A couple substitutions. Also, number 12 is in the game. Kaylee Thomas coming in. Number 14, Emily Cole. And a really quick inbounds pass by Allie Richmond after the inbounds. Whistle was called after the missed shot and rebound by Peck. We'll see who the foul was on. And it will be on Savannah Hart, her second quick foul here. Number 4 for the Tigers. Inbounds pass, full court pressure applied by the Tigers. Peck gets it in, into the middle of the floor, and number 12 trying to get the steal. Thomas, and she does for the Tigers, but the ball is knocked loose, but picked up and saved by Bobbio. Whistle was called, and a foul committed by Peck. Maybe number 3, Leah Szymanski with the foul, her first. First. All right, inbounds to Savannah Hart. Savannah Hart takes a shot from the right corner. Foul is committed. And she'll go to the free throw line this time. Looks like foul committed by number two, Allison Kramer. First free throw up by Savannah Hart. Hits the tip of the rim, no good. Substitution coming in, Sawyer Kerr back in. Actually, that foul was on Maddie Taylor. She'll be coming out. Maybe banged up there a little bit. On her nose, possibly. Cut the elbow. Second free throw attempt, good, by Savannah Hartz, making it 24-14. Make that 25-14 after a free throw by Peck previously. 4:55 to go in the third quarter. Shot taken in the middle of the paint, rolls around the rim, no good by Parker. Rebound, Emily Coe for Carson with Port St. Lake Tigers. 25-14, Peck Pirates with the lead. Savannah Hart with a dribble. Down to the right corner. She'll save it after the ball goes off her foot, and Peck will pick it up with the takeaway. Over to Aubrey Martinez to the right side, to the middle of the floor, to the left elbow, pass to the left wing for three attempt. No good by Kerr. Rebound by Ellie Richmond, and she'll lose it and pick it up. Takes a shot from the high post for two. Hits the back of the rim. Does it go in? No. Rebound by Sydney Parker for Peck. 25-14. Peck to their side of the floor. Martinez hands it off to Kerr. Kerr over to Kramer for three. The top of the point. It'll go out of bounds. And it'll be Tiger basketball. 3:56 to go. 25-14. Peck Pirates lead in the third quarter. With a dribble, Allie Richmond for the Tigers. To the high post. Cole, turnaround jumper. Hits the rim. Does not go in, and rebound Sydney Parker for Peck. Paul pass over to Kramer from the left elbow. Rolls around the rim. Number three, Leah Szymanski will get the rebound. It'll be a jump ball in favor of the Peck Pirates.
Jump ball possession to Peck into the Pirates, number 12, Julia Loftus.
Coming out to number two, Allison Kramer from the baseline, right side of the glass, inbounds from Kerr. Knocked it out of bounds is Allie Richmond. For the Tigers, still Peck ball underneath. Kerr to throw it in, right side of the glass from the baseline. Gets it into the right corner, and again, the hustle by Allie Richmond knocks it out of bounds. Still Peck ball. 3:30 to go, 25-14. Peck Pirates gets it in to Parker. Back to Kerr. Long shot for three, right corner, no good, and pulling it down for the rebound is Emily Cole. Throws it out to Savannah Hart. Two-on-one situation. Hart driving to basket for layup. No good, but she is fouled from behind. And she'll go to the free throw line once again. 25-14. Now be the fourth foul on number one, Sawyer Kerr. Maddie Taylor about to come in for Kerr likely. And she'll go to the free throw line, Savannah Hart, with her first free throw attempt here. That one just rolls out. She made one of two last time. It's 25-14. Pirates leading CPS. Second free throw attempt here for Savannah Hart. That one up, and that one pops out. Rebound picked up by the Tigers, though. Long shot for Hart inside the left wing. And we have a foul, and maybe the back of the arm kind of smashed Hart in the face a little bit, and she'll be all right. She'll stay out there. Ball will go out of bounds after that. 3:13 to go here in the third quarter. 25-14. Coming in is number two, Brooklyn Merriman, in for Savannah Hartz. Kind of shake it off there a little bit. Peck Pirates. Crossing the timeline. Loftus, bounce pass to Aubrey Martinez. Martinez over to the right corner, but the hustle by Emily Cole almost taken away. But Martinez will get it right back. Takes a shot for two to the right side of the glass. No good. 2:55 to go, and the game is 25-14. The baseline inbounds over to the right corner to Martinez. Long shot for three. Hits the glass, hits the rim, no good. And Peck with the rebound. Szymanski with it. Back to the high post. Shot for two. Swishes it. She's got seven on the game. Aubrey Martinez, number 13, to make it 27-14. 2:31 to go here in the third quarter. Richmond with it over to Merriman. Merriman will go for a shot for three. Off the mark. We'll go out of bounds. Substitution coming in is number two, Allison Kramer. In for number three, Leah Szymanski. And it'll be Peck Pirates throwing it in from the baseline far side from Loftus. And the number two, Allison Kramer. To the right side, the Martinez back to Kramer. To Loftus at the left wing. Over to the left corner. Martinez taking it away from Thomas, almost taking it away for CPS. 3 second call on Peck. I do believe on Maddie Taylor. Staying in the paint for too long. 2 minutes to go here in the third quarter. 27-14. Peck leading CPS with possession. Allie Richmond. Pass over to Thomas. Thomas over to Merriman. Oh, back to Richmond. Richmond for a long shot for two inside for a two-point shot just below the three-point, but she got the two. It's 27-16. Allie Richmond with the last 2 points for the Tigers. Peck Pirates with it. 1.5 to go here in the third quarter. Maddie Taylor over to Martinez, and it looked like a deflected by Thomas on the shot attempt by Martinez. And we'll go out of bounds, and last touch by the Tigers. Be Pirates basketball. Martinez to throw it in. Inbounds quickly to Maddie Taylor. Takes a short jumper. Put back attempt by Sydney Parker. Draws a foul. So that's going to be four foul, and there's already five on Peck. So the next, they'll go to the free throw line regardless now after this for the Tigers that they're fouled again. But this is four fouls now. First free throw, no good by Sydney Parker. Savannah Hart will come back in. Bulbio will come out. Number 43, Addison Stoutenberg will come in as well. Bobbio and Thomas coming out for the Tigers. All right, second free throw attempt by Sydney Parker. And that one is no good. Rebound by the Tigers. Savannah Hart with the dribble. Down the wing, 15 to go here in the third quarter. Down the right lane. Out to Allie Richmond. Three-point shot. Hits the rim, no good. Rebound, Merriman. Richmond again from the high post. Ball is deflected, and it will be Peck Pirates with the takeaway. A little bit of a fast break here if she can handle it. Number two up for two. Good, Allison Kramer for Peck Pirates, 29-16. Down to 50 seconds to go in the third quarter. Over to the left side, Savannah Hart. Long swish for two, 29-18. 37 seconds to go here. It's 29-18. Peck leading. Pass to Maddie Taylor from the right low block. Arms are up, but a foul committed by Stoutenberg, it looked like. So on the free throw line is Maddie Taylor. 27.8 seconds to go here in the third quarter. First free throw up, no good. Second free throw attempt for Maddie Taylor. Second free throw up and no good. Rebound, Carson Vaport-Sanilac. And they'll get the rebound. Savannah Hart coming with it with 20 seconds to go. Hart will have it. Bounce pass inside and taken away by Martinez. We'll have a jump ball, I believe. And it'll be staying in possession of the Carsonville Port St. Lake Tigers. Number two, Brooklyn Merriman with the inbounds. And she pitches it in to Cole, but to Stoutenberg. Stoutenberg will take a shot for the right low block with 13 seconds to go. And that's six fouls already in Peck. So automatically, after the foul, they'll go to the free throw line. Addie Stoutenberg at the free throw line. That one good. 29-19. 13.8 seconds to go here. Second free throw attempt. Misses that one. Rebound picked up by the Peck Pirates. Down to 9 seconds left here in the third quarter. With the dribble. Martinez being trapped at the timeline. And that's where it will end. But there will be a foul. And I think she has to go to the free throw line here. Aubrey Martinez will have to go to the free throw line to take her two free throws. So a foul committed right at the buzzer is what had happened just before. So a little bit of a costly foul there. Savannah Hart with her fourth foul. Aubrey Martinez with her first free throw, and that one no good. ...29-19 with no time on the clock here at the end of the third. Second free throw attempt up, and that one no good. So we'll be right back. Fourth quarter, come your way. It's 29-19. Peck leading CPS. High school girls basketball, 92.5. A couple missed shots by Peck and Tigers with the rebound after a couple misses, and Meadow Nichols knocks it in for two to make it 29-21 as we go into our final frame here in the fourth quarter. Another missed shot here by Peck Pirates and rebound, Allie Richmond for the Carsonville Port St. Lake Tigers. Meadow Nichols with it over to Bobbio for two. Does not go in. Hits the tip of the rim. And pulling down the rebound. And we'll have a jump ball between Hart and Sydney Parker. Staying in favor of the Carsonville Port St. Lake Tigers. It's 29-21. First point scored in the fourth quarter by Meadow Nichols with a putback for 2 points. Bobbio with it for the Tigers from the baseline. Inbounds on Nichols. Ball slapped away, but a putback on the left side by Allie Nichols for two. 29-23 within six now. Kind of chipping away here are the Carsonville Port St. Lake Tigers against the Peck Pirates. 29-23, six-point lead. Over to Allison Kramer. Whistle was called, and a timeout call by Tina Van Konen wants to settle them down here. It's 29-23. Peck with the lead. We'll be right back. Inbounds pass by the Peck Pirates. A couple missed shots. Rebound by the Carsonville Port St. Lake Tigers. Savannah Hart with it. Over to Meadow Nichols. Shot for two against the glass. No good. It's 29-23 after the timeout was called by Peck. Knocked out of bounds. The last touch by the Peck Pirates. Tiger basketball inside for two. Underneath the basket with a miss. He'll go out of bounds, and Peck will take it back. 29-23 in the fourth quarter. 6 minutes left here in our final quarter. Peck with the lead. With the dribble. Kramer over to Loftus for Peck. Over to Martinez, number 13. Aubrey Martinez bounce pass and taking it away. After the bad bounce pass, Hart to Richmond. Richmond left side for two. Draws the foul left side. It was a bounce pass assist from Savannah Hart on a two-on-one situation. Richmond goes to the basket left side. Draws the foul. Should go to the free throw line. 29-23. Peck leading CPS. First free throw attempt here for Allie Richmond. First free throw up. High against the glass. Whatever works, it goes in. 29-24 now. Two possession lead for Peck. Second free throw, good. 29-25 now after back-to-back free throws by Richmond. 5:45 to go in the game. Peck Pirates on their side of the floor. Pass over to Aubrey Martinez. To the left corner to Allison Kramer. Down the baseline, left side, double team, but underneath to Martinez. She'll take the shot, no good. She'll get a rebound. Ball is knocked loose. And we have a travel call on Pacobie Carson with Port Sandlet Tiger basketball. They're down by four, 29-25, and they have possession. Allie Richmond with the dribble here for CPS. With the dribble to the right side, left side now, pass to Savannah Hart. Long shot, 4-3, no good. Richmond gets a rebound, up for two, no good. Hart with another put back, no good. We'll have a whistle called and a foul. Going to be on number 53, apparently. Fighting for the rebound was over the shoulders of a Peck Pirate player. That's Meadow Nichols with her second foul. So 5:05 to go in the game. And it is Peck Pirates coming down with the dribble down to their strong side. Loftus with it over to number 3, Leah Szymanski. And a stolen away by Savannah Hart. Savannah Hart on Loftus. And we have a foul on Loftus. Too close for comfort on Savannah Hart. Driving to the right side of the floor. And that will be 3 fouls on Peck. 1 foul for CPS. Substitution Aubrey Martinez coming in here. Savannah Hart from the right sideline to throw it in for the CPS Tigers. 29-25. Meadow Nichols over to Bobbio for 2. Sources that one. Nichols into Bobbio. It's 29-27. Bobbio with the shot for CPS. 4:40 to go here. Whistle was called and be a foul. Allie Richmond with her foul. 29-27. 2-point lead here for Peck. Inbounds pass to Kramer. Bounce pass over and taken away by Meadow Nichols, and still battling for the ball. It'll be a jump ball in favor of Peck. They'll stay on their side of the floor. 4:29 to go here, 29-27. Peck with the 2-point lead against CPS Tigers. Inbounds pass, open look for 2. Rolls around the rim, no good. And Savannah Hart will come down with a rebound. Fast break play to Richmond. Richmond trying to go up for 2. Can she get it to tie it up? Yes! 29-29, a comeback here for the CPS Tigers to tie it up. It's 4:15 to go in the game. Savannah Hart getting that takeaway, passes it up to Richmond to tie it up, 29-29. Peck Pirates with possession. Long shot for 3 by Kramer, no good. Rebound pulled down. It'll be a foul committed by Peck Pirates fighting for the rebound, and it will be Bobbio trying to get the ball. So it's 29-29. Our second tie of the game. And it happened way early in the first. Allie Richmond coming down with a dribble. Over to Bobbio. Long shot for 2. Hits the rim. Had a chance. Rebound picked up by Maddie Taylor. She'll pass it over to Allison Kramer. Kramer over to Szymanski. And she'll have it. Knocked loose. Picked up. Knocked out of bounds by Savannah Hartz. 3:37 to go. At 1 point, folks, it was 29-18 in the third with 37 seconds. It's 29-29 now. Tied up in the fourth quarter. And they get it just in time before the five-second call. 3:35 to go in the game. 29-29 over to Maddie Taylor from Kramer. Ball's knocked loose. Who will have it? Szymanski has it momentarily. And Savannah Hart grabbing the ball for a jump ball and be in favor of the Carsonville Port Sandlet Tigers. Substitution Loftus and Soya Kerr coming in. She has 4 fouls. Coming out is Kramer and Sydney Parker for Peck. Number 25, Taylor Bobbio, get it in to Allie Richmond at the point guard position. 29-29. Swings it over to Savannah Hart to the left side. Savannah Hart back to Richmond. Richmond long shot for 2 against the glass, around the rim, no good. Hart with another putback attempt, no good. Meadow Nichols battling for the rebound, but no, pulling it down is Aubrey Martinez. And Hart will get the steal, throws it up, and she'll draw the foul. That's 5 fouls on Pack, and now CPS will go to the free throw line for the rest of the game. 29-29, 3:02 to go here. Savannah Hart at the free throw line here for CPS. It's 29-29. First free throw up and does not go in. Second free throw attempt here. Good! And that's the lead for CPS with a second free throw for Savannah Hart. They take the lead with 3 minutes to go and counting. 30-29. Shot for two for Peck. Kramer, no good. Ball is picked up by Kramer again. Stealing it is Allie Richmond, but she loses the ball, and Sawyer Kerr will recover with it for the Peck Pirates. Swings over to Kramer. Kramer. Pass over to Sawyer Kerr for three. Hits the side of the rim, no good, and it will go out of bounds. It'll be Carson with Port Stanley Tiger basketball. Now just 2,000 CPS. There's five on Peck. So from here on out, if they are fouled again, CPS will go to the free throw line. Allie Richmond with the dribble and got caught for the double dribble carry and turnover. Tigers. It will be Peck Pirates basketball. 2:33 to go in the game. 30-29. CPS Tigers with the 1 point lead. Inbounds from Kerr into Allison Kramer. Shot for three. Rolls around out. And Loftus with a putback. Right side of the glass for Peck. Takes back the lead 31-30. Loftus with a putback. Savannah Hart is double teaming. It'll be a timeout called. 2:17 to go in the game. We'll be right back. 31-30. Peck with the 1 point lead. Coming back in. Inbounds pass by CPS. And a jump ball after Peck Pirates grab onto the ball against the Tigers. They had a chance here, so Peck gets the ball back after the inbounds pass. They get it to the left side of the floor now. Kerr with the ball over to Loftus, who made the last shot to take the one-point lead for Peck right now. 31-30 with under 1:50 to go in the game. Kerr with it. Back over to Loftus. Loftus, ball is knocked out by Richmond. Foul is committed, but that's only the third foul, so they have two more to give before Peck will go to the free throw line. 1:45 to go in the game. It's 31-30. Peck with a one-point lead. Inbounds pass. Aubrey Martinez from the baseline. Into Maddie Taylor. Over to Sawyer Kerr. Ball is knocked loose. Martinez throws it up. No good. Loftus on the left side. Can't grab onto it. Last touch by CPS apparently. And it will be Peck Pirate ball. From the left side of the glass. Kerr inbounds and knocked out of bounds by the hustle by Savannah Hart. 1:39 to go. 31-30. Still Peck Pirates basketball to throw it in. Inbounds. And quickly to Martinez. Turnaround jumper left side. No good. The ball is knocked loose. Who will have it? Out of bounds. As reaching for the ball as it rolled. She rolled onto the baseline out of bounds. It was Allison Kramer. And it would be Carson with Port Stanley Tiger basketball to throw it in. Emily Coe in the game. Full court pressure applied by Peck Pirates. Coe to throw it in and way up ahead to Savannah Hart crossing the timeline. Over to the right side, Allie Richmond for two. Yes! On the fast break attempt, 1:28 to go here. Hart to Richmond to the right side. And CPS takes back the lead, 32-31. Over to the left side, Loftus for two, no good. Emily Coe with the rebound for CPS, stolen away by Loftus. She knocks it in after the steal and the takeaway. 33-32, Loftus takes back the lead for CPS. Over to the right side, Meadow Nichols for two, good! 1:02 to go. CPS takes back the lead, 34-33, late in this game. And turnover, Peck Pirates. With 52 seconds to go, all you really got to do is just hang on to it and force Peck to foul you. If you can hang on to it and don't turn the ball over. Emily Cole from the left side of the baseline for Tigers to throw it in. If they can get it in four-court pressure by the Peck Pirates, they get it up high. Savannah Hart over to Allie Nichols. Nichols with the dribble. We'll keep dribbling here. Loose ball over to Nichols. Nichols over to Stoutenberg, up top to Savannah Hart with 40 seconds to go in the game. Savannah Hart with the dribble and a timeout will be called by CPS. We'll be right back. Coming out of the timeout, inbounds pass for CPS. They lead by one, 34-33. Savannah Hart back from Stoutenberg. Whistle was called, and it'll be a foul on the Peck Pirates. They already got five-plus fouls right now, so They will go to the free throw line. You got to make these free throws. At the free throw line, Savannah Hartz. She's made two out of the last four. 34 seconds to go in the game. 34-33. CPS leading Peck. First free throw up by Hart. Good. Big free throw there by Savannah Hartz, making it 35-33. 34 seconds to go. Hart with her second free throw. That one good as well. It is 36-33, a three-point lead. And we'll have a timeout call by Peck. We'll be right back. 36-33. Savannah Hart made her last two free throws for the Carson Report, saying the Tigers that take a three-point lead with 34 seconds left in the game. Inbounds pass, full court pressure by CPS. Bumping into the body, Savannah Hart's right into number one. Smashed into her. And 30 seconds to go. That's the fourth foul on CPS. Now one more foul. Peck will go to the free throw line with 30 seconds to go here. Savannah Hart fouls out on that as well. She had four previously. Aubrey Martinez will come out as well. Inbounds pass, Sawyer Kerr into Kramer. Back up top to Loftus. Loftus to the point. Bounce pass inside. Can she post up? Maddie Taylor up, but she is fouled, and now that'll be five fouls. 21 seconds to go in the game. And now Peck will go to the free throw line. Maddie Taylor. All important free throws. It's 36-33 with 21 seconds to go. First free throw attempt for Maddie Taylor for Peck. Up and good. Big free throw there. 36-34. Second free throw attempt. That one up and good as well. 36-35. 1 point lead for CPS. Emily Cole gets it in. Knocked out, stolen away by Loftus. Peck with a shot. Loose ball. Who can get it back? Sydney Parker up. And she'll go to the free throw line now with 12.7 seconds. Oh. So now to the free throw line. Both teams will be going, fighting for the rebound. It's 36-35. It'll be Sydney Parker up with her free throws. First free throw up, and that one no good. 36. Now it's a battle for the rebound if she makes this one. With 12 seconds to go here. Bobbio will come in. Timeout called by Peck. It's 36-35. Second free throw attempt coming your way. We'll be right back. Second free throw attempt here for Taylor. She made the first one. Or missed the first one. Second one up and good to tie it up. 36-36. Inbounds pass for CPS. Meadow Nichols with it. Loose ball picked up by Richmond. Loose ball again down to 8 seconds. Still away by Martinez. 5 seconds to go. Lays it up. Fouled. Unbelievable. Stolen away. Could not handle the dribble on the inbounds. And CPS loses the ball. Aubrey Martinez goes up for two to take the lead. 38-36. Martinez going for the three-point play here with 3.9 seconds to go. It's a young team. They'll learn from this. Free throw up and no good. Whistle was called. It'll be a foul on Peck. Free throw line or not? Be a timeout call by Allie Richmond. I think if there's a foul, you go to the free throw line here. I'm not sure here. Maybe on defense. We'll be right back. Timeout call, 2.7 seconds to go. It's 38-36. Martinez making a two-point shot. Misses the free throw. We'll be right back. Inbounds pass. Richmond with it and can't handle it. And what a heartbreaker. With 30 seconds left, CPS was leading 36-33. Peck makes some free throws, able to come from behind. Martinez with a steal when it was 36-36 tied up. and got the 2 points, and Peck Pirates escape with a 38-36 win over the CPS Tigers. Oh, we'll be right back. Mac here on WBGV 92.5 FM, and Peck Pirates escape with a win. A steal by Martinez with about 3.9 seconds to go. Makes the 2 points after it was a tie, 36-36. Peck making a couple free throws at the end. It was 36-33. CPS with the lead with about 30 seconds left. What a heck of a comeback here in the fourth quarter for them. At the end of the third quarter, it was a 29-19 lead for the Peck Pirates. This is a young team. They're going to learn from this. And, yeah, the ball handling, this is a young team. As I said, you got a lot of freshmen on this team. One senior who was not here tonight, today, Savannah Hartz, a junior, will be back. Now, Allie Richmond had 10 points in this game. Savannah Hart with 11 points, your leading scorers, and Meadow Nichols with 6 points as well with your leading scorers for the CPS Tigers. Free throws, a lot of free throws in the first half, 0-for-1 for free throws for the Carson Portiana Tigers. In the second half, they had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 free throws, I believe, and they made 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 8 of 14 in the second half for the Carsonville Port St. Lake Tigers. Again, your leading scorer is Savannah Hart with 11. She made two key free throws to take the lead at 1 point for CPS, who took the first lead of this game in the fourth quarter alone. Coming down from 29-19, but Peck Pirates able to chip away and get some key free throws late, as both teams had five fouls late with about under a minute left. And Martinez with a steal with a two-point shot drew the foul also after the 2 points. Didn't make the free throw. CPS throwing it in, could not get a last-second shot in. 38-36 is your final score. We'll be back with more. A stat report here from the Peck Pirates side with your leading scorers here on WBGV 92.5 FM. All right, back here on WBGV 92.5 FM. Taking a look at the scores for the Peck Pirates, leading scores for the Peck Pirates. Let me see. Where are my notes? Okay. Leading scores was 7 points for Julia Loftus, 9 points for Aubrey Martinez. The key two-point shot was her shot with a steal with 3.9 seconds to go. 6 points for Maddie Taylor. Add another one for a free throw. Make that 7 points for Maddie Taylor as well. Julia Loftus was 7. Aubrey Martinez with 9. And again, a key two-point shot for Martinez to take the lead for Peck. And with the win, 38-36, as I said, 36-33 at 1 point for CPS lead with 34 seconds to go. And the ball handling, yeah, Peck Pirates is very voracious in the full court pressure, able to take the ball away. And it's just a heartbreak here for the CPS Tigers that battled back down 29-19 at the end of the third. It was 22-10 at the half. And good hustle play. A lot of turnovers in this game, but also a lot of steals. Free throw shooting for the Peck Pirates, not so good. They were 2 of 6 in the first half. And the second half, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 free throws. And they made 3. 3 of 11 for free throws, a total of 5 of 17 for free throws for the Peck Pirates as they win this one over the Carson Port St. Lake Tiger girls with the win. And again, the leading scorers here for the Peck Pirates. 4, 5, 6 points for Maddie Taylor, as I said. And we're going to make sure we got Martinez's points right. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Yes, 9 points for her. Julia Loftus had 7 points in the game. We also give 4 points to Soya Kerr, 4 points for Allison Kramer as well, and 2 points for Leah Szymanski for the Peck Pirates, who get the win 38-36 here on a Saturday morning. We're now into the afternoon hours. And the skipper, SC4 skipper women junior college team is about to play a game here today. If you get a chance to come on down. And some folks are going to stick around and see this also. Higher level of basketball skill, maybe learn some things. I know on my coverage, Mike Grulix is back here at the SC4 skippers. And had a lot of fun covering their state championship games. He came, went away, and then he's back now as the head coach for the SC4 skippers. That wraps up our coverage for this week of high school basketball coverage. We had three games this week. Crosby-Lexington Yale basketball game last night, and the night before on Thursday, Crosby-Lexington Yale boys game. And, of course, this one here today on a Saturday. Have a great day. Have a great rest of the weekend, folks. Again, your final score, the Pack Pirates with a win over the Carson Beaufort St. Louis Tigers, 38-36. That fourth quarter was a thriller, that's for sure. One for this Carson Beaufort St. Louis Tiger team to remember as well for the Pack Pirates. Now, Pack was missing some players as well. Kendra Kozo out with a volleyball previously scheduled tournament. Ava Collins was out, and Riley Urio also out with injury for the Pack Pirates. So they were shorthanded themselves. But a cross-conference battle between these Stars and Stripes division teams, and they battled hard and entertained us here with a great game, especially in the fourth quarter. Again, Pack Pirate girls over CPS Tigers, 38-36. Coming up next for the Pack Pirates, for their upcoming games, they will have, according to the schedule here, for Carsonville, we will have the Bay City All Saints. That'll be coming up on the 22nd, and that will be on a Thursday. And then on the 24th, it'll be a Saturday, apparently. Carsonville Port Sandlick will travel to Bay City All Saints, and then have another makeup game to end the season on Monday against North Huron. For the Pack Pirates, their upcoming games for girls basketball. And they will have, looks like North Huron. And they'll also have Bad Axe on the 20th, and that will be a Tuesday night game for the Pack Pirates. So putting on some competition. And that will be a home game for Pack Pirates. And then they'll head out on the road to wrap up the season at North Huron on the 22nd. After next week, the playoffs are coming your way after boys basketball also as well, folks. Yeah, we're going to be in the basketball. The boys' basketball season started first this season, girls in the second week. Again, Pack Pirates winning over CPS Tiger Girls, 38-36, your final score. Thank you for tuning in to High School Sports. Tune in to Sports Line on Monday. Mike Gallagher from the St. Louis County News and myself will talk and recap high school sports and what happened during the week and looking ahead the next coming weeks as we come and count down to the playoffs. On WMIC AM 660, 95.3 FM, 5:30 p.m. this Monday evening. Tune in to Sportsline. And thank you for tuning in to 92.5 WBGV. We'll get back to regular programming and your greatest country hits and classics and so much more on 92.5. Have a great day.